Hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be with me on the show and talk about landscaping or gardening or farming, ranching, pest control, compost making, all from this natural organic approach. Call me at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by the Smart Pots, smartpots.com. This is a way to avoid the circling and girdling roots. If you want to do backyard gardening, plant some little trees, do any kind of thing that requires planting in a container. This is a great product line for backyard vegetable gardening and home gardening and things like that. The pots come in all different sizes, including some that are big enough to make a little raised bed. So check it out at smartpots.com. We're talking about just a little bit of everything today. I've been getting some feedback from the newsletter that we've done. It's on the website. The newsletter about Roundup is on dirtdoctor.com now, and you can look at that if you don't receive the regular weekly newsletter, which is free. All you have to do is fill out the form on the homepage, and we'll send it to you on a weekly basis. We cover basically one subject at a time in the newsletter, and cover all kinds of different topics. You can go back and look at the archives all the way back to the beginning of the newsletters that we have done, and we will certainly continue them. So if you want to be on board, if you don't want to get it and have something sent to you, you can just look at the archives. I'll also stick it on Facebook here next break or so, so you can have easy access to it there. By the way, on Facebook, I took a picture of a plant that, in all my talks, I always talk about almond verbena and the white Greg's mist flowers being two terrific plants for attracting beneficial insects, pollinators to the garden. Plus the fact the almond verbena has the nicest fragrance to most people of any plant that you can plant. And we always talk about that, but there is another plant that I'm pretty fond of that I have on Facebook right now that is not widely used and should be. It's Walter's viburnum, and it is a terrific little plant. I think it'll grow all over the country. It's real tough for a viburnum. It has very small leaves. It looks more like a yaupon as far as the texture of the leaves, and it's in full bloom right now in our gardens at the experimental gardens, and you can see it on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/thedirtdoctor. And it's a good one. It grows into kind of a bushy little tree and is terrific. By the way, that's another thing. I planted Styrex. Got a tip from my buddy up in Boston, Peter Wild, that Styrex. He showed me Styrex in Boston. It's just gorgeous in white blooms and beautiful form and everything. He said he thought that the thing might work in Dallas, and I've been meaning to plant it for some time. Finally got a nice little tree. It's only about 3 feet tall. Planted it at our office, and it was coming out, and I was all excited about it. I ran into Nod Burnett. I may have told you this already a week or so ago, and we were talking about Parodia, the Persian ironwood, which is such a great little tree that everybody ought to try. It'll grow wide range of the country, too. Parodia or Persian ironwood. And he said, you know, Howard, you ought to try Styrex. And I laughed because I had just planted the one I had gotten. And I asked him if he had experience with it. He said he did. Said it'd do fine in our black alkaline soil. So it may be another plant that we can use in a wider range. I'll be buying another one. I got to figure out where I got the last one. I had a little trouble finding it and try to get it in if the people aren't reluctant to ship now that things are already growing in the spring, and we'll let you know. Those of you that have tried the Styrex, the tree form version of it, it's Obasia or something like that is the species. I'll look it up again. But If you've got some experience with it, let us know. We'd like to know what you know about it. Eugenia in Santa Fe, New Mexico, what's going on?
Hi. I'm so grateful to be on your show. I love your show. It's always so educational.
Well, thanks for calling.
And, you know, you were talking about organics and the difficulty that there is in terms of getting it because there's not that much of it. And I think that's also directly related to supply and demand. So when people demand, ask for organic, that sends the message to make more. And so I'm actually traveling to Dallas on April 7th to see Joel Salatin from Polyface Farms, an advocate of organic farming, grass-fed beef. He's going to be speaking at a really cool conference there.
Where is the Joel Salatin talk?
It is at Oak Fit in it's being put on by Urban Acres, Urban Acre Farm Stand.
And it's where, though?
It's called Oak Fit. It's a fitness club.
Where is it? I don't know where that is. I mean, is it in New Mexico, in Santa Fe?
No, it's in Dallas. It's in Dallas.
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out. Okay, it's in Dallas. All right.
Yeah, Dallas. Urban Acres, the community-supported agriculture that feeds like 3,000 families in the Dallas area is putting it on. It's called the Soul Conference for Sustainable, Organic, and Local.
Okay.
And you can look up solsoulconference.org.
Okay. This phone line situation is driving me nuts. I'm sorry, Gina. There's something wrong. It's not just your phone. But why don't you do this? Send me an email with the information. I'll put it on Facebook and we'll spread the word. Joel Salatin does not a pure organic situation either. It's kind of interesting that his subject came up, but he's very much into the grass fed and the holistic approach to farming and making money and being healthy and all that kind of thing. We're more than happy to send people to the event. So send it to me, and people, anybody can do that. They can send it to info@dirtdoctor.com, and we're more than happy to give people in events like that a plug. So thank you for calling. Sorry we had such a bad phone connection. I'm afraid we're going to have it on everybody we talk to today. Kim in Illinois someplace. Next up, hi, Kim.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Oh, we got a clean line. Thank you.
You're welcome. I first discovered your show this morning, and I love it. My question is directed more towards the plant called a succulent. My daughter was married this February, and she gave 12 of the plants that were from her centerpieces from her wedding. So I'm trying to maintain those without killing them.
Okay. I spoke too soon. We got still a train wreck of a line here, Matt.
Oh, no.
Let's see what we can do in there, please. The term succulent, Kim, refers to a group of plants, not a specific plant. Do you know what your plant is specifically?
I am not a green thumber.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, in general, succulents are plants that are extremely drought tolerant and don't need a lot of water. In fact, one of the few things that you can do to plants that are in that kind of a category, cacti and various jade plant and various things like that. And it could be a jade plant that you have. That's a very common one that's out there. But one of the most common things, faults that people do is to water and fertilize too much. And so that's my best tip to you probably is to say that you need to water thoroughly, as clean of water as you can use, and go as long a period of time before you water again. In other words, don't water every other day. Most succulents don't even need water once a week. Some of them can go several weeks in between waterings. If you can find out what the specific plant is, you can get back with me and we can talk a little more. Or if you know where it came from, talk to the people about what it is specifically, and you can look it up online. The fertilizer that I'd recommend that you use, Kim, is nothing but the thing that we use for all kinds of planting inside and outside, and that's carrot juice. And the formula for how to make it is on our website on dirtdoctor.com, or you can buy mail order one of three different manufactured products. Three different companies make it. So that's the – with succulent plants, if, you know, I'm guessing right about what you have, don't water too much. Fertilize with very gentle things like Garrett juice, plenty of light, and you'll be successful.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And again, I love the talk about Monsanto. Mm-hmm. Kind of following up with that article as well, too.
I appreciate your call, and thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will be back right after this. Don't go away.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, or gluten and are naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love the Victor. I feel strongly that your dogs will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
We know probiotics are good for digestive health, but what about your skin? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products can disrupt the balance of the friendly bacteria on your skin. That's why Dr. O'Hara's probiotics merge ancient Japanese fermentation skills with probiotic and prebiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line to help revive and support balanced microecology for healthy skin. Their Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, promotes optimal skin ecology while clarifying and rebalancing even sensitive skin without drying. Their Magoroku lotion combines Dr. O'Hara's award-winning pre- and probiotic isolate with 14 oxygenating plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to restore your glow. Research confirms it inhibits growth of harmful bacteria that can cause skin disorders. Use it alone or with your favorite serums. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic skincare is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine stores.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products, and one of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high-nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, the Dirt Doctor back with you. Telephone number 866-444-3478. Let's go to Dallas caller Paul next. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great.
I've got a big problem with my pecan trees. We planted these about 4 years ago, and I've dug out around the root base because I've listened to you a couple of times. That was one of my problems. But one in particular, and I think it was the Cheyenne variety, every year it gets and these are young trees, but it gets a really decent crop, and then about halfway through, they turn black and fall off.
Okay. Cheyenne's usually a little better than that. You may have Mahon or some other one, but no matter what it is, let's back up and see if we can figure out how to make it healthier and more productive. Do you use an organic program?
I really use virtually nothing right now because we've not been into the organics, but I have chickens, and so I can't really put anything down, or at least nothing commercial fertilizers down. So okay. I haven't been using anything in the back, to tell you the truth.
Well, if you have any kind of a hybrid at all, you probably have an issue about the plant being a little hungry. They do like to be, you know, fed at least some, especially, you know, the hybrid things like and Cheyenne is one of those. So okay. I think that what you ought to do is go to my website, dirtdoctor.com, and look at the organic fruit and pecan tree program. Now, you don't have to do the whole program, but if you look at some of the techniques in there, and pick out whatever fits your budget and your schedule and everything and start doing some of those things. The first step would be to make sure, look at the base of the tree, and even though pecan is a bottomland tree and can take a little bit more moisture on the base, it will respond tremendously to having the flare dramatically exposed. So look at the pictures that we've got on the website of bases of trees, of flares that have been exposed. We've done base work on the national champion of pecan tree in Weatherford, for example, that's hundreds and hundreds of years old. So it doesn't matter how long the tree's been there. If it doesn't have dramatically exposed to the air flares, it can improve in health by doing that. Then the next thing is look at the disease control kind of things that are in the basic program. When you have fungal diseases, which is probably what you're dealing with there, adding to the Garrett juice mixture, and the Garrett juice mixture itself has indirect disease control properties, but if you add cornmeal juice or one of the commercial products like Serenade or the potassium bicarbonate or hydrogen peroxide, and I'll cover all those on the website, you might can neutralize that pathogen from being the problem that it is. On the other hand, Paul, it's a possibility that you have a pecan that's just not that well adapted there, and that's just going to continue to happen. But I would certainly try fertilizing a little bit more, which would be any at all, it sounds like, and then doing the foliar feeding with the Garrett juice mixture with one of those disease control things in the mix at the times that I recommend. And in the program that you'll read on my website, the first spraying you do kind of at bud swell before, you know, the leaves have emerged and the flowers have started to form. And then the second spraying is after the flowers have fallen, and then another one after that. So if you want to be proactive, give that a shot. If that sounds like too much trouble, you're just going to have to enjoy the tree for being a tree. But get the soil off the base, even if it looks like it has a little bit of a flare, and you may see that that solves the whole problem.
Can you, once you get that flare opened up, and I probably do need to open it more than it is, can I cover that bare ground with anything, or does it need to stay open and keep
needs
the grass out?
Needs to stay open. If you cover it back up with anything, you defeat the purpose
defeat
of opening
purpose,
it up.
Okay.
If you have a real thin layer of leaves or mulch down at the base of it, that's okay. But if you build it up and the mulch, the new fill where you've uncovered the flare, covers the flare again, the mulch will hold moisture on the flare and be almost as much of a problem as the soil.
Okay.
So you have to leave the depression.
Excellent. And do you have time for one more question?
Sure.
Raised beds, we've gotten a horrible problem with nut grass in them, and I just cannot get rid of it.
Well, nut grass is one of those things that's tough. You can slowly make it go away by putting heavier amounts than I normally would recommend of either liquid or dry molasses on it. That creation of tremendous biological activity and the increase of the air in the soil as related to it helps, because, see, nut sedge is a sedge, and it likes wet soil. It likes anaerobic conditions. And so if you have nut sedge in there, it tends to tell me that you've got a little bit too heavy a soil and it's staying a little bit too wet. Hydrogen peroxide mixed with the Garrett juice drenched into the area will definitely help with the nut sedge. You'll still have to do some physical removal, but if you use the sugars and the hydrogen peroxide, it'll slowly fade away over a period of time.
Okay, and if the soil's too heavy, then I should, and I'm sure I can go onto your website to figure out what to do.
Yeah, loosen it up with...
Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah, compost, you know, rock minerals, and the amendments we recommend.
Excellent.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you joining us. And we'll start with Neil. We're about to run out of time for this segment. He's in Colorado someplace. Where in Colorado, Neil?
In Colorado Springs, where it's always frozen.
Yeah, but it's beautiful when it unfreezes.
The last couple of days, it is beautiful. But, Mr. Garrett, you probably remember me. I asked about chestnuts about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've been trying.
Tell you what, Neil, instead of rushing, let me take my break, and then you and I will visit when I come back, okay?
Okay.
Thanks.
I'll stand by.
All right. Okay. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will be back right after this.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore. The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we were talking with Neil in Colorado about potting soil, it looks like. Hey, Neil.
Right. I'm trying for the last 38 years now on the balcony here in pots, I've been trying to be successful with tomatoes, but I haven't been. My question is really, what is the proper preparation for potted tomatoes, usually the Sweets 100s or the little orange variety that I've been trying to grow. And what I've been using are Miracle-Gro potting mix and vegetable flour / herb mix, and then another Miracle-Gro potting mix, moisture control potting mix, and I tried to put in a little vermiculite to lighten up the, because when it gets wet, the soil gets very dense. And I wonder if I have to add a little sand to this thing this year.
Okay, let me tell you how to turn that potting soil you've got into something that's halfway productive. You can, rather than throwing it all away since you have it, we can improve it with things. If you go to the garden centers there in Colorado Springs, I think the Ace Hardware store sells some of the organic products that I specifically recommend. And
okay.
One of them that you might be able to find in bags at the garden centers there or at the Ace is Black Cow Compost. And so those potting soils that you mentioned are primarily peat moss. We don't like peat moss. The reason that it doesn't work very well is that it's antimicrobial. Peat moss doesn't stimulate the life and the growth and the life cycle of these microbes that give the true feeding to the plants, build mycorrhizal fungus in the soil that is so beneficial and all that. So what we do to make the basically dead soil come to life is to add good quality compost, add some coffee grounds. Coffee grounds are tremendous at stimulating the good flora in the soil. And go to the same nurseries ought to have one of the rock mineral products, either lava sand, mineral plus, azomite is a terrific product to build the minerals in the soil. Add a little sugar in the form of molasses, and you know, start liquid or dry, stir it all into that soil that you already have, and you're going to be amazed that all of a sudden those, especially those small tomatoes like you're trying to grow, will just be productive as they can be, as long as you have them in nice full sun. They like sun.
Right, right. Well, it's a problem up here with sun. I'm on rollers. Each pot is on these roller things, and I have to move them around to follow the sun.
Well, that's fine, and it's cool. It's still cool there, obviously. One thing that you might also try, Neil, if you have some additional pots, and if you buy some additional ones, I'd recommend that you buy the pots that we talk about, the pots from Smart Pot. They're fabric pots.
Right.
And they will keep the roots from circling and girdling, easy to move around and all that stuff. So I'd recommend you try that, too.
Right. Now, it's in right now, these 15-inch pots.
Okay.
I know the clay pots are better than these plastic pots.
Clay are better than plastic. The fabric ones are better than the clay because the roots will hit the fabric and they don't start circling around and girdling. They splatter and they breathe better and everything else.
Right.
And once it's warm enough, Neil, in addition to tomatoes, try some peppers, because even if you have less than full sun all day long, peppers can grow in the shade, where tomatoes really struggle with that.
That's right. So now, where do I get, now, are these used coffee grounds or
yeah, used coffee grounds. Go to the local breakfast place or the coffee shops and just pick up some used coffee grounds, mix them into the potting soil just like you do with the compost, and you're going to see the production just go up. Also, make a note that you might want to add the tomato next time called Wild Currant, or sometimes it's just sold as Currant, C-U-R-R-E-N-T. They're right. Even smaller than the Sweet 100s and every those others that you mentioned, and they grow like grape clusters and very easy to grow and very well adapted to pots and patio growth, and they're delicious little tomatoes.
Yes, they are. I think I tried them. Now, it's the Black Cow Compost.
That's just one that I think you might be able to find that would be in the stores. But the stores there may have some other quality compost. Talk to the people there and see what they say. I need to go on. I've got a lot of people holding, but I think that'll get you on the right track. And if you have another question, just give me another shout, okay?
Thank you very much, and have a good day.
You too, Neil.
They cut it 1 hour away here.
Well, dadgum there, Hyde. You can listen on a computer, get you a cheap computer, and listen to the live stream.
I have a tablet. Okay, I'll tune you in then.
Okay, thanks, Neil.
Okay, bye now.
Let's go to Brenda in Toller, Texas. Hey, Brenda.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. You got a great little golf course there in Toller, Texas.
Very pretty with a nice small lake, yes.
Yeah, I played. It's a little 9-hole course private lake for everybody out there. I was playing one day, the first time I ever played there, and a little deer came up and got up in the cart with me.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
It was a pet, obviously, but it was pretty sweet. What can I do for you?
Yes. The home we bought was well established. It has a carport, and the carport is real high on one side, so it's filled in with a slope of dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very well established pecan tree just almost butted up to the carport, maybe 2 feet away, and they put a horseshoe, very small space between the horseshoe-shaped rock wall, maybe a foot around. But I know that the pecan tree is too deep. There's no root flare at all. But what I was wondering is if I try to take out that dirt, I can't really put a ground cover because I have grandchildren and out in the country, snakes like ground cover. I wanted to put big boulders and some steps down from the carport. Will that harm the tree? I mean, it won't be right up next to it, but it'll be real close.
No, it won't at all. And unless you put small boulders or pebbles or something and fill it up like a gravel. If you just put boulders here and there and there's still air space around them, not only would that not hurt, that might even be beneficial.
Okay, well, I wanted boulders so I wouldn't destroy the structure of the carport and still hold the dirt that's holding it up. But I did want to remove some of the dirt and put it in natural, like it looks like it's been built on top of boulders.
No, I think that's a good idea. I think it's a good way to go, as long as you're still leaving plenty of air space down around the flare or the boulders in the depression and near the depression, as long as they don't cover it all up completely. I think that's a great idea.
Okay, I have no idea how deep the flare is. I don't even know if I could get down to it.
Well, just start working on it and go till you find it. It's very important. I think you've already figured that out.
Right. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Brenda.
To put rocks on there that it would be too heavy on the root, but if not...
No, not at all. That's not a problem at all.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, speaking of golf, there's a golf tournament. I don't know how many of you are fans, but I'm sure a lot of you are. And I'm admittedly one of Jordan Spieth's biggest fans, who's from here, from Jesuit here. But the other golfer that's in the lead at the Valero Texas Open that's going on right now is also a Texas fella. He's from Bernie, Texas, near San Antonio. Jimmy Walker, just playing incredible. If you want to see something that's the most impressive, I was going to send this to my wife because it's the most impressive thing about Jordan to me, and that is his interviews with the broadcasters after a round. And I think I just pulled it up, and it says that it's the interview of after the third round is the one I saw last night, and it's incredible, his poise as a 21-year-old. So, you know, if you're interested at all, and even if you're not interested in golf, it'd be interesting for you to see how he handles an interview. I think he awes these guys that are the broadcasters about how well he handles it. Not the typical cliches about, you know, I've got to keep my head on straight and hit fairways and greens, and never mentioning the other players. He mentions his competitors, has interesting little comments and chats around, and I'm really impressed with young Jordan Spieth. Dee and Ennis next up. Hello, Dee.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Hey, I have a question about soft rock phosphate.
Okay.
I'm looking for it. I know I've used it in the past. I haven't used it in the last few years, but I wanted to get some again. And I am not finding anything except the pelleted kind, and I wanted your opinion on that as opposed to the powder.
What brand is it, Dee?
It was Rabbit Hill Farms, I believe.
And it's called soft rock phosphate or just rock phosphate?
Ah, good question. It may have said rock phosphate.
Okay.
It may not have said soft.
The new owner of Rabbit Hill Farm is Maestro Grow, and they're doing some terrific products. In fact, they're manufacturing the new Garrett Juice Pro.
Okay.
And so it's probably a fine product. I'm not specifically familiar with it. I know that years ago, the previous owner put some hard rock phosphate in some bags and then put it in the tree trunk goop as well. It's okay. It's fine as a phosphorus source, but it's just not as good as the soft rock phosphate.
Okay. Well, I saw I could order it online, but the shipping is really expensive. So, you know, it's, and that looks like the soft rock, and it looks like the powder formula from Arbico, but the shipping is more than what it costs.
More than the product.
More than the product.
Yeah, you might call around on our website on dirtdoctor.com. If you look over there on the left-hand side, there's a box that says Dirt Doctor Destinations.
Okay.
Look at some of those that would be within driving distance of you and call them and see if they've got the soft rock phosphate. And if not, just use the granular form there. If you can find the product called Azomite, it's a mineral mix. It's wonderful. And also the same company you're looking at there, the Rabbit Hill and Maestro Grow, they have a product called Minerals Plus. And it'd be a good choice also.
Okay. And what was the one you said that started with
Azomite? Azomite. Azomite. It's a naturally mined material, and it's terrific. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else, because I got to run. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
I have a great recommendation for container gardening. SmartPot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All right, Howard, back with you. I looked just real quickly about how to make a put that interview of Jordan Spieth on Facebook so people could find it easy, and I'm glad I did because it's not all that easy to find. It's not on the PGA.com website. It's PGAtour.com. I'll try to figure out how to copy it and put it on there so everybody can see it easily. I may not have mentioned that Jimmy Walker is four shots ahead. Jordan's in second place, two shots ahead of third. So those two guys are leading the tournament down there. Back to the phones. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Here's Rob in Duncanville, Texas, next up. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Howard. How's it going?
Doing good.
My question is about chlorines and chloramines. As you know, I guess Dallas and other municipalities are doing that more often. What are you doing in your garden specifically to filter out that which kills all the microbes that we're trying to grow?
Good question. We have a whole house filter system in the house that filters everything in the house, and there's a couple of hose bibs outside that we didn't even know it until I started listening, you know, to see what was still running at different times. And we've got a couple of hose bibs outside that where the water runs through the big carbon filter. And it's pretty good on the on chlorine. Whether it's, it gets all the chloramines out, Rob, I don't know for sure. It's one of the things I need to look at a little bit more. We do have some hose bibs that are just running pure city water out in the sprinkler system and the garden. Of course, I use nothing but organic fertilizers and microorganism products and things like that, and we just by doing that override, you know, the toxic elements. I'm sure that the chloramines do some damage, but the organic program is the secret to it. The people that are still using, you know, Scott's Bonus S, hope not, because they're killing their shrubs and trees if they do, but using synthetic fertilizers and things like that, that combined with crummy water is why they have good success for a while. Things grow like crazy and everything, and then things start crashing and going downhill because they're fouling up the biological activity in the soil. It's a good question. It's just like the GMO question and whether things are purely organic or not. It's one of those things where we, you know, we don't have an ideal world to deal with here.
All right. Well, so there's nothing you can specifically recommend other than whole house.
Whole house filters and filters, carbon filters on any water that goes out is going to help you. And this is something we looked into, and I asked for some pricing on a rainwater collection system, you know, and people never got back with me. So I don't know if they didn't want to fool with our site or what, but that's the other way to go is to put in a collection of water, rainwater collection system. So you're using rainwater. That doesn't mean it's perfectly clean either, because there's air pollution there, but it's a lot cleaner than the stuff coming from the city where they're putting fluoride and chlorine and everything else in all the time.
All right. Thanks so much.
There's not an easy answer. It's, you know, one of those, that's a costly way to go. A whole house filter system is a costly way to go, but they definitely, when you can work them into the budget, are worth doing. And then just stick with your organic program, and the biological activity from that, you know, will override a great deal of the contamination.
All right.
Okay. I wish I had better news, but that's the real world we deal. We've got an open line right now at 866-444-3478, which gives me time to do something I forgot to do, and that is the Victor Pet Tip of the Week. And the tip today is a tip for me as well as for you, because I'm not as consistent about it as I should be, and that is brushing your dogs. Our little dog Tater has gotten to where, well, and Carmen too, the big lab German Shepherd, they both love to be brushed, and I don't know why I don't do it any more often than I do it, just lazy. But it really makes a dramatic difference on both of them. Tater's white coat is just so much more fluffy, doesn't shed, and he's a bad shedder, and he doesn't shed nearly as much when I brush him on a regular basis. And Carmen, with that lab coat, she gets a little scaly, just a little bit on her rump, top of her rump, and when I brush her on a regular basis, that seems to go away quite well. Plus, the sheen of the coat in general is just dramatically better. I think the Victor dog food helps a lot in both cases as well. VictorDogFood.com is where you can find all the information about the wonderful line of products, and recommend them highly. Oh boy, Ann's next, and I'll bet you I'm going to have a hard time with this question too. Hi, Ann. In Weatherford, Texas. Ann, you there?
My name is Candace. I'm in Weatherford.
Candace, says Ann here on the deal. David, that was an interesting way to spell Candace. Well, we've got a break anyway. Can you hang with me and then talk on when we come back?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website, dirtdoctor.com. Our newsletter is free. Just fill out the form on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. You can join the members-only area. It's the green button over there on the left-hand side. It's the Organic Club of America. A lot of benefits there that are not part of the regular huge part of the website. And the books, all my books are available. I'll tell you a little bit more about them when I come back as well. Howard Garrett with you right after this.